hearses right there on Calhoun Street Hall. We used to work on the hearses.
Hmm.
We had the rubber tires on the wheel and carriages.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything pulled by animal, either a horse or a mule or a cow or a goat.
To pull the carts?
Yeah, to pull the carts. We used to get wood for our parents with goat carts.
Hmm.
A lot of the people had goat carts around here.
Hmm.
That's what it was all about back then, the early 20s too.
Mm-hmm.
Early 20s.
So you made things like horseshoes and stuff
horseshoes,
like that?
Horseshoes, wagon wheels, and we put the wagon wheels on. And the blacksmith shop there in the Princeton Shore, you have to be very much matured in a blacksmith shop. At least have 4 years. I didn't start shoeing horses until I got to be about 18 years old.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just didn't trust you. You could drive a nail in the hoof and paralyze a horse. So the blacksmith then, you had to be very much mature before they let you shoe a horse.
Mm-hmm.
With experience. You know.
Mm-hmm. The horse was a valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Thing. You didn't want to mess it up.
But you know what happened to the horses? They finally fade away.
Mm-hmm.
Automobile and trucks put the horses out of business. And you know the story about that. Well, trucks, because you didn't have to put the horse in the stable and feed him whether you work them or not. Feed them every morning, they got to be fed, you know.
That's right.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
With the truck, you just run them under the shed and let them stay until you need it.
Mm-hmm.
But the horse have to be curried down, clean, have to have shoes on,
mm-hmm.
and everything.
I've been talking to lots of people out in the country, and they're telling me about, you know, using the horses and mules to plow and
mm-hmm.
do all the farm work,
transport things from one place to the other. You had to have the horses and wagon. They were very popular around here in the early 20s. They were very popular.
So he took the transformer back.
Mm-hmm.
This is
mm-hmm.
them.
Yeah.
And
so what really happened? After all the horses went out, you know, they got a few around here now to pull the carriage, but none of them do actually commercial work. You know, they pull the tourists around
right,
here now.
Uh-huh.
That's all they use them for now. And the police department, they are using them because it's handy. You know, instead of the officers walk, they use the horses can go in yards and everything. So that's the only people are using it now. But I remember when everything you see going up and down the street was a horse and wagon carrying the wood, vegetable hustlers had them. And that's the way they get things done back then in those days. And after the horses get inconvenient, I would say the trucks put the horses out of business. Trucks and cars put the horses, the cars put the carriages out of business, and the truck put the horses and the wagons out of business. So then you see, I had to eat and feed my family. So then I had to change with the time. Then we started pulling trucks body. The trucks used to come in the Charleston, they used to ship it here, just the cabin.